Could winning the competition to become home to Amazon's second headquarters and adding 50,000 Amazon jobs actually help the Boston area solve some of its biggest challenges? Two of the biggest concerns are whether a region that already has lots of tech companies provide enough qualified workers and is there enough housing for them. But Northeastern University political economist Professor Barry Bluestone told us these are challenges that can be solved.
Well, no place would have enough tech talent to hire 50,000 people today. But my understanding is Amazon is talking about 50,000 people over a number of years. And between what we're producing here out of our universities and our ability increasingly to attract young talent from around the country and around the world, yes, indeed, we'd have the talent to meet Amazon's needs over time.
Amazon salaries are higher than average. Do you think that startups in the Boston area will be able to compete with that?
That could be a problem. You know, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, where you had General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler paying very, very good wages. And as a result, it was difficult to get other companies to come to Detroit. And when the auto industry went into decline, we didn't have other industries to fall back on. Very unlike Boston, where we have multiple industries from biotech to high tech to financial services to higher education to the medical sector. If Amazon comes here after GE and other firms come here, we're going to be even a greater magnet for talent. And we could have a supply of talent great enough so as not only to supply Amazon's needs, but to supply that of many other smaller firms at whatever wages or salaries and benefits they're paying.
Let me switch topics a little bit and talk about housing. Is there enough housing to go around even if 50,000 people from Amazon come in over a period of years? Is that a big challenge?
That is a big challenge. Housing is a big challenge. Transportation is a big challenge. We've had so much restrictive zoning, particularly in our suburbs, that we've not been able to build up enough housing even to fulfill the needs we have today. If we now add over the next 10 years or so, 50,000 more workers and their families, that will put even more pressure on the housing market. And unless we have radical changes, we will not have the housing without having massive increases in rents and prices that will price not the Amazon employee out of the market, but almost everybody else.
We've been taking some comments on Reddit to a WBUR article about Boston's bid for Amazon, and here's one of those comments. I worry about whether the current Boston housing and rental markets could support this. Prices and occupancy are already high enough as it is without a massive influx of this tech money.
Absolutely. Housing is a problem. It has been a problem. Not so much a problem when GE came here because they're talking about 800 employees. But when you talk about 50,000 and their families, the already difficult housing market we have here will become even more strained unless we make radical changes in the way we build housing using new materials.
What about Amazon's involvement in solving some of these problems? Do you see Amazon participating in trying to improve public transit around here or trying to increase the housing stock?
I'm not sure they can do much on public transit itself, but on housing, one of the new ideas that's coming out is getting the major corporations, but particularly the universities and teaching hospitals, to work with developers to put up housing that will work for their young workforce or their graduate students, their interns and residents, or the folks who live at Amazon. So you could see Amazon getting together with Boston University, Boston College, Northeastern, Harvard, MIT, working with some of the biggest developers and biggest construction firms to put up new housing, taking master leases, guaranteeing occupancy among their employees or their graduate students. And if Amazon would work on that, it would go a long way towards solving the housing problem.
Overall, would you say that an Amazon headquarters would be good for Boston and the residents here?
Absolutely. You have to constantly bring in new businesses because there's always churn. We might be able to continue to have the strength in our universities and colleges, the strength in financial services, but you constantly need new blood, new companies, new exciting technologies to keep a city vibrant in this global economy.
Barry Bluestone, thanks a lot.
Glad to be here.
Barry Bluestone is professor of political economy at Northeastern University School of Public Policy and Urban Affairs.